everything that rocks.
Yeah, right. Good morning, Brock Hunter. You okay over there?
Good morning.
Oh, man. Yeah. Something happened.
Well, I tell you what, I'm not all right over here because that effing alarm won't stop beeping.
Oh, there you go. Yes. Yes. Anything that kind of drives you nuts, it kind of makes me snicker a little
bit. Yeah, you're a real son of a bitch. You know that?
You know that? It's like poking and adding to it, the misery I'm talking about. So let me explain what he's talking about. Inside of the radio station, if something happens, because things happen, if some station goes off air, it's like a dump truck in reverse.
Yeah.
And you got to go and you got to clear the alarm and make sure the station's back on and ready to go and running. Well, something's going on where we can't turn it off in the radio station right now. And it's driving Brock up the wall.
Well, it's been beeping since I got in here at like 5:30 this morning.
Beep, 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 beep. And you know what's terrible about it? It's consistent. It's like somebody snoring.
Yeah.
You know it's going to be there.
Yep.
You know.
And it's loud. So anyone in the building can hear it, so they know, like, oh, something's going on with the station. We need to fix something, all right? So imagine just a large, maybe you can, hold on a second, maybe you can hear it. I mean, I'm just going to hold up the microphone.
Yeah. See, it's very faint.
Faint for you guys, right? But that's coming
through.
You got
that soundproof studio.
Yeah, but even in the soundproof studio, you open that door, beep, beep,
it's loud enough where you can just hear it.
Oh, my God.
Here's the thing. So in the past when this has happened, somebody unplugged the alarm.
I'm about ready to do that.
Which works. But here's the risk you're taking. If Engineer Terry finds out you unplugged that alarm, you're getting Engineer Terry to choke the F out. That's what you're getting.
Yeah, yeah. It's a big no-no. It's a big no-no. But I'm ready to office space that thing with the baseball bat. That's what I'm at.
You know, if you sit him down and explain to Terry, like, hey, man, is either that or I burn the building.
Yeah, yeah, we have two options here because I'm starting to lose my mind. I am starting to lose it, all right?
Yes, yes.
It's like it's in my brain now. Like, you know, I feel like even after I leave work, I'm going to hear it. You know, like, meep, meep, meep.
You'd be laying in bed looking at the ceiling.
Just going to hear that meep, meep, meep. I tried taping the one button down because there's a button you can hit while you're working on it that silences it. I tried taping that down, but I couldn't get the tape to stick the right way.
Anytime a dump truck throws it in reverse, Brock goes to PTSD.
Yeah. God. Ah! Make it stop. Ah. So anyway. Yeah. I'm losing it, man. I'm losing it. All right. Well, maybe doing your WTF of the day will make me feel better. Nope. Let's get to it. Probably not.
This is W.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? Go see Katie and the crew at Smith Indoor Garden. You want to get those big, sticky, shock absorber-sized buds and everything else in between. They got you covered. Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Now, Hunter, do me a favor. I just want you to listen to this whole story. I want to lay the whole thing out to you, and then I want to get your reaction to this, okay? Because this is nuts, all right? A man in Ghana had a weird dream about slaughtering a goat, which ended up when he woke up and found out he had accidentally used a knife to cut off his own manhood. Give me a second. Kofi Adda says he was fast asleep and dreaming about butchering the animal when he woke up with a sharp pain in his nether regions. Okay. The 42-year-old insists that he has no idea what happened, although it appears that he was sleepwalking when he made his way to the kitchen and found a blade. Ada's wife, Adoa, wasn't home at the time of the incident, but she, quote, received a distress call from a neighbor explaining that her husband was bleeding profusely as he had cut off his manhood.
Hold on a sec.
He was rushed to the hospital where he was patched up and is awaiting plastic surgery to repair the damage. I want to get your take on this.
Damn. All right, so where do I start? Let me start from the beginning, I guess. So, you know what's effing scary right off the bat, you know, hearing this story, is that, like, you can dream so hard, you can be in REM sleep so hard that you sleep, or you zombie your way to the kitchen, grab a knife, and you can go through. I mean, here's the thing. Was it like a cleaver? Did he, like, lay it on the table and, you know, like, lop it? Or is he, like, you know, like when you're gutting a goat, you know, you're not lopping things really, are you? So it's just a brutal story, man. I feel bad for the guy. He can sleep so hard that it's like, hey, you got to watch me. Like, I'm dangerous, you know? Like
I would never want to go to sleep again. If I had a dream and sleptwalked to the kitchen and then cut my penis off, I'd be like, no, that's it. I'm never sleeping again. Or you're going to tie me down every single time I go to bed.
Oh, man. You know, you wake up to some crazy things sometimes. Could you imagine waking up and looking down?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I mean, it even, the whole story, cutting off your penis while you're sleepwalking is crazy enough, but who's having dreams about slaughtering goats? Like, is that enough of an occurrence in your life where you start dreaming about slaughtering goats? Is this guy a butcher?
You got your dreams, I got my dreams, you keep your dreams over there, I'll keep my, you know, to each its own, I guess, but still, you don't do it.
So again, let me just...
What's the worst dream you've had?
Oh, boy, maybe one where I'm being chased like by a bear, you know?
I've had a dream one time that one of my buddies murdered somebody and I had to like hide the body or like to do something. He's like, do something with the body. And I remember just like waking up in an absolute cold sweat.
Because you really thought your buddy murdered someone?
I'm serious. Yeah. I woke up. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
What am I going to do?
Well, good news for you, Hunter. You didn't cut your own penis off sleepwalking after the dream.
You know, and I didn't wake up like looking for a dead body either, really.
Look,
you know, you kind of snap out of it.
Here's the skeptic in me. Why do I feel like there's more to this story? Okay, the guy's wife was out of town, okay? And I guess I'm just having a hard time believing that this guy was dreaming about just slaughtering goats. And at some point, the dream was so vivid that he just goes and, you know, hibachis his donger off. You know what I mean?
You know? How old's the guy? He seems like he's in his 40s or something.
42 years old. 42
years
old.
42 years old. So as the doctor or as the investigator, I'm like, okay, is there any previous instance where it can explain this? Like, have you lopped anything off in your dreams in the past? You know, like.
Did you get the tip?
42.
Yeah. I feel like maybe his wife was gone, and this guy was maybe having a few cocktails and bored and then accidentally cut his penis off. And then now he had to make up a crazy story about dreaming about slaughtering goats and then sleepwalking and then cutting his own penis off. Yeah. My God. You know, maybe take a break from the goats for a while.
You know, I don't care how you get to it. Like, it just, the end result is you don't have a wiener, man.
I think this guy's going to have a new case of insomnia. Because I don't know if I would ever go to bed ever again after chopping my own penis off while dreaming about slaughtering goats.
You know what he should have said? He should have said, I fell asleep, Freddy Krueger, you know, with those big old knives for fingers.
Honestly, that's about as believable as saying I sleptwalked and cut my penis off, you know, at this point. Good God, man.
God, man. Oof.
Right, there you go. Well, I'm going to stay up for it. I'm not taking my midday nap today, just in case.
No, me neither.
Just in case.
I'm up.
All right, there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day, brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. We'll be back.